Okay, Alexander, let's talk about some big news coming out of the Netherlands. The Dutch government is stepping down. They're all resigning over a massive childcare subsidies scandal. And this is actually, we're filming this on a Friday evening. So this is actually breaking news. But Rutte is going to, the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, is going to inform King Willem-Alexander that he's done. The government's collapsed in the Netherlands. Big, big news. What's going on here?
It's very, very big news because the Netherlands doesn't appear to be a big country. It is economically very powerful. And, of course, it is a major part of the European structure. Mark Rutte is a very, very close ally of Angela Merkel in the sort of Christian Democrat centrist rightist bloc that has dominated the European Union, which is sort of globalist, integrationist, Europeanist, all of those sort of things. And he has been an absolutely indispensable ally. If you take your mind back to when the European Central Bank was first created, the first chair of the European Central Bank was a Dutch financier. So this is an absolutely critically important part of the European structure. It's all happening at a time when right across Europe, things are looking very difficult. I did a program on my own channel talking about how Angela Merkel, her New Year broadcast, was the most pessimistic and I've ever seen her give. And this at a time when the economic situation across Europe is extremely bad, when Germany itself is going through a very difficult transition period with no clear successor to Merkel appearing. Despite the fact that Merkel herself is due to retire from politics, supposedly, in September. There's also uncertainties in France, where Emmanuel Macron his position is looking increasingly unstable. We've talked about how he's even, in a recent broadcast, in a recent programme, how he's even had to send his officials to talk to members of Marine Le Pen's family to try and, create alternative parties to hers, to peel support away from her. That shows how fragile Macron's position is in France. We now have a political crisis in Italy, where the government is in the process of collapse, and we've just done a programme about that. And now, to cap everything, we have this disaster in the Netherlands. Netherlands, which is in deep lockdown, where the pandemic has hit very hard, where the economy is in a bad way, and where also the government has been rocked by this very severe scandal, which has destroyed its credibility to the point where both the Prime Minister and the entire government have had to resign, again, with no very clear idea of what the alternative is. So the European establishment is looking very precarious at the moment. They've just lost Britain with Brexit, and they seem to be losing their way in their own countries.
Yeah, okay, so let me go to Reuters and Zero Hedge. So Reuters reports that Rutte and his ministers' resignation is over the government's mismanagement of childcare subsidies, which a parliamentary inquiry found last month had driven thousands of families to financial ruin. The inquiry report said around 10,000 families had been forced to repay tens of thousands of euros of subsidies after being wrongfully accused of fraud, leading to unemployment, bankruptcy, or divorce. Wow, it described such mismanagement over a decade as, quote, unprecedented injustice. Pressure for the government to resign mounted this week as Rutte's coalition partners said the option needed to be seriously considered, and the leader of the opposition Labour Party stepped down on Thursday over his role in the affair. The crisis comes just 2 months before a parliamentary election on March 17th, and as the Netherlands is in the middle of the toughest lockdown of the pandemic. Rutte is even considering even more curbs as infections surge. This is just a perfect storm that's hitting the Rutte administration, or the what was the Rutte administration.
It is a perfect storm, and it's not just, of course, hit Rutte, it's hit the entire Dutch political and establishment as well. Bear in mind that this particular scandal related to child subsidies is one that has affected, obviously, lots of people. But it's also a kind of scandal that other people can understand and very strongly relate to. So people are stigmatized as having committed fraud, are destroyed, and it all turns out that it's due to government incompetence and mismanagement. It is very, very difficult to see how Rutte can come back from this. I say this because Rutte is one of these individuals who seems to be able to survive lots of problems. He's been around in Dutch politics for a very long time. But it's very difficult to see him coming back from this one. And it's going to affect, I suspect, the entire Dutch political class very badly. I mean, the Labour Party in the Netherlands, which is referred to as an opposition party, it used to be the dominant party on the left in the Netherlands. Its support has collapsed over many years, several years now, because like so many so-called left-wing parties across the European Union, it has in effect broken with its own supporters. It is very much a part of the political establishment, the Europeanist political establishment in the Netherlands, and it is discredited, just as it looks as if Rutte is going to be. So it is creating a massive problem in the Netherlands at a time of economic crisis, of severe lockdown, and with no real clear way forward. Can I also quickly add that the Netherlands is, of course, a place where many important international institutions are located, including various courts. And one country which will be watching all this very closely is Russia, because there's been a lot of cases being conducted relating to Russia in the Netherlands at the moment. There's one case which relates to MH17. There's another case which relates to UCOS, that's Khodorkovsky's company, which is due to be decided in February. There's also a case relating to Scythian art treasures, where there's a dispute over ownership between Crimea and Ukraine. All of these cases have been ongoing in the Netherlands, and it's been widely assumed that one of the factors that has been influencing the way those cases have been conducted is the fact that Mark Rutte's government has been actually very hostile to Russia, or at least that's how the Russians perceive it. So they will be watching these events very carefully. Angela Merkel and the CDU and the German political establishment will be watching these cases very closely. So will Brussels. So will the European leadership in Brussels, where the Netherlands has been a fundamental part of the EU's political and economic architecture. They're all going to be deeply worried about what comes out of the Netherlands and whether the political stability the Netherlands has had under Mark Rutte will continue, and whether Dutch policy will remain as consistent in its Atlanticism and in its support for European integration as it has been up to now.
Yeah, the masks are coming off. The curtain is being pulled. I wonder if Merkel saw this coming in her New Year's address.
Well, very possibly. Who knows? I mean, it was a remarkably gloomy address, very unusually so. I mean, she spoke about it, 2020 being an exceptionally difficult year. And I mean, she didn't give a very positive prospect for the future. Let me put it as simply as that. Bear in mind that all of this is happening, as we said, at a time of growing instability across the European Union as the economic crisis deepens and as the problems with the pandemic and the lockdowns remains. So we see a crisis in Germany with no clear successor to Merkel and with the government there looking increasingly unpopular and stale. We see the crisis in Italy. We see the crisis with Macron, problems Macron is having in France. All the parts that make up the European Union are now coming under pressure.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much, guys. Go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merch. Also look for us on Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, Gab, and Minds, and PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, indeed. Absolutely. And as I said, do go to our shop, find all the wonderful things that we have there, our amazing magic mugs, our T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and hats. And please also remember to check out our other channels, my channel and Alex's channel. You'll find links under this video. And also, please come to our next broadcast.
All right. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody. Take care.